Good morning, the morning KLH. David Doreen and Marcus.
Time for a little Hollywood update. Amy Schneider, 40 games in a row, winning Jeopardy. She's what, fourth in the all-time win list in terms of money?
Yes, for regular show Jeopardy, not any tournaments or anything.
Gotcha. Amy Schneider, well, her winning streak came to an end.
Amy Schneider, did she come up with Bangladesh? You looked at this for a long time. No response. You're going to lose $8,000. You're going to finish in second place with $19,600. Roan Talsma, you are our new Jeopardy champion with a one-day total of $29,600. Congratulations to you. Amy Schneider, congratulations. What a run. Thank you for the 2 months you spent with us. It was very special. It was remarkable. We'll be seeing you again in the Tournament of Champions.
Indeed.
It's kind of shocking, really.
It is. When they lose, no answer. She's never not had an answer.
I know. On the Kelly Clarkson show, Ben Affleck, he says that when he was a kid, he kept a sexy topless Prince poster on his wall. He was 9 years old. He was such a huge fan.
I had, at 9 years old, my favorite musician was Prince, who was a genius.
Oh, very sophisticated 9 year old. Oh my God, this is the poster?
That is it. Now listen, I was 9 years old, I was a big Prince fan, that poster.
Oh my God, what did your mom do?
Well, my mom was very understanding. I took the poster, I put it up thinking like, yeah, that's the guy, that's the artist I like. I remember like coming in and being like.
Oh my God!
I watched like 15 different thoughts go through her head and then she was like, that's lovely.
She's like, I'm okay with all of them.
Whatever
okay.
It was gonna be okay. Yeah. And I was like, man, Prince is, you know.
Okay, so that's Ben Affleck on the Kelly Clarkson show. Now, he also recalls he's in Boston in the subway stations breakdancing with his good friend, their kids, Matt Damon.
Matt Damon, we had some nylon Puma suits.
Oh my God.
And we wore them, and we, you know, that was what was going on, and we wanted to be cool. And so we learned how to breakdance, and then Matt was like, if we just get some linoleum and put it down at the subway, we could do some of our moves, you know, and like put out a hat.
You made money breakdancing.
Well, I won't say anybody put quarters in the cup. I think they walked by with pity and astonishment. Wow, you don't see that much. But yes, there was a lot of popping and locking and backspinning. And Matt tried to do the windmill, which he never quite mastered. I could get the backspin and the kickworm. Although I never, if you asked me to do that now, you'd end up with a lawsuit because I'd cripple myself immediately. Yes.
Did you ever do that? Any breakdancing here?
Not me.
Uncoordinated white boy here. No, okay. can't do it.
Yeah. There's no reason for me to try.
On the Ellen Show, Courtney Cox was a guest. And she told a story about playing piano with a couple of very famous people over. Ed Sheeran is her friend.
So Ed is a friend of mine who introduced me to Johnny. And he is just, you know, it's a great guy. And he said to me, is it okay if I invite Elton John over?
What are you going to say to that?
I was like, what? Oh, my God. Yes. And he said, you know, it might be fun if we do an Instagram post where we sing Tiny Dancer, the Tony Danza thing for Lisa Kudrow. And I was like, I don't know how to play that. And so I called my piano teacher and he came over and within 30 minutes, I had to learn it because Elton was coming. And there he is holding my arm a little like tight because I was like, I have to play.
Wow. That's kind of cool, though,
right? That's a great
story. No pressure.
Yeah, right.
None whatsoever. Courtney Cox, by the way, and you guys were teenagers, so you can back her up. She says her daughter must be preparing her to be an empty nester because her teenager is always behind closed doors or never home.
You know, there are people that get that empty nest syndrome, and my sister literally went crazy when her second moved out, and Johnny's sister cried like the year before it even happened. I'm like, it's a little soon.
Yeah.
I haven't even thought about it. And I think she's doing such a good job at prepping for me for this. She never leaves her room. She's never home. I mean, and if she is, literally door shut. And I don't know what she's doing back there. But I don't think I'm going to be as effective. Cut to, I'm just like, ooh.
Yeah.
She will be.
She will, yeah.
Having the 18-year-old, I can second that.
But you know.
It's called prepping, right?
Yeah, but you should kind of know what they're doing behind closed doors in your house.
Do you ever really?
No, you don't really know, but every once in a while, just maybe check on them.
Jonah Hill recently got a black eye. His surfboard hit him in the face. He tells everybody it had nothing to do with Baby Yoda.
I'm going to say this once and once only. This black eye is from my surfboard. It is not from a fist fight I got into with Baby Yoda because of our falling out.
No idea.
I don't understand that. Do you?
No.
Okay.
I don't think we're supposed to.
All right.
And Brad Garrett got married. Brad Garrett quietly married Isabel Cuella in November after four failed attempts over the last 6 years. A representative for the Everybody Loves Raymond star told People magazine that the two were wed on 11/11/21 in Montecito. The couple met in 08. They've been engaged since 2015. They've tried to get married four separate times, but had to postpone the day twice due to the COVID pandemic, once due to wildfires, and a fourth time because of a mudslide. Brad Garrett told People magazine, quote, "I married the love of my life. Her, not so much." He also said, now remember, in case you don't know this, he's 61. She's in her 30s. And he told Entertainment Tonight, "I'm with somebody now who's a little young. We had an Amber Alert the other night because we went to the movies." Brad Garrett. That is your Hollywood update.